You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm great.
Are you sitting up straight?
I am.
I had to start with that song. I had to do it.
I am watching you.
I was just going to say, our guest today is watching everything
she
we do,
is.
Our posture. So, Karen Drummond, Dr. Karen Drummond is our guest today with Drummond Chiropractic. Hello and welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're happy to have you.
She's new.
I know.
We're going to haze her.
I always say we're going to haze the people. And actually, you know, I wouldn't want to haze the chiropractor. She could mess you up.
She could.
So we just want to talk more to her about chiropractic care, I think,
yes,
is something very important to everybody. And they don't realize how it affects you.
Mm-hmm. How beneficial it is.
Oh, exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So let's start with, talk about how you got into chiropractic.
Okay. Well, a lot of people think of chiropractors as a back or neck pain doctor, mm-hmm, and we are so much more. I was going to be a medical doctor growing up, and then I became a patient. I had what's now known as irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
And I got so sick. I went from 115 pounds because I was 11 years old to 85 pounds. I got so weak I couldn't even brush my own hair. And looking back on it, I figure what I actually had was pseudomembranous colitis, and it was from taking a lot of antibiotics growing up. I mean, every cough, sniffle, cold. My mom was the kind of mom that was very diligent, would bring me to the doctor, and they would prescribe antibiotics, and then I would feel a lot better because I got my medicine, and my mom felt better because she knew what to do for me. But this would go on every year, 6 to 10 times a year.
Wow.
So 11 years of that, and it really messed up my insides. And so when I went to the doctors, what did they do? They wanted to give me more antibiotics because I had an overgrowth of bad bugs, and I was all inflamed. And I was just getting sicker and sicker. And so finally, after another exam, I woke up from being put under, and they wanted to keep me because I had been overdosed because of my weight was so low. Mm-hmm. And so they said they had to keep me for a few more days. And I turned to my mom and I said, just get me out of here. I'm done. And she had to sign all this paperwork saying that, you know, if I died, she won't sue them, things like that.
You were being released without medical approval. Cool.
Exactly. And then we went to the quacks.
The quacks. I love it.
And really, it was a chiropractor and a naturopath that really saved my life. Mm. And I was still going to be a medical doctor until I went back to the medical doctors that I saw to say, hey, look, this is what helped me. We were taking probiotics and eating things like yogurt, which they told me not to take because I might have a lactose issue. And I mean, I could go on about that. But the thing that was the most disappointing is they said, oh, you're just finally better. They couldn't believe that nutrition was that important to my health. And to me, it was like a no-brainer. So I looked more into chiropractic, and I thought, this is exactly the kind of doctor I want to be, because we take people and we don't look for the disease. We look to help them get well from the inside out, so they can help heal themselves and not be dependent on chemicals.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I want to be clear. I'm not against medicine. Of course, I'm grateful for that. But that wasn't what I was looking for. I wanted to look for wellness and the kind of profession that would help with wellness.
Well, and so much, I think, you know, Brian and I have talked about this before. So much relies on our nutrition and on how we're feeling. And
exactly.
If we eat certain foods, we know that we're not going to feel well.
Right. Well, if you think of it as when you build a house, if you build it with straw, you're going to have a straw hut. You're not going to have a nice house. You need
it's going to blow over easily.
Exactly. You want to make sure you're having a good foundation. Mm-hmm. And good health isn't just nutrition. It's also, I think of it as a triad of health. You have to eat well, you have to move well, and you have to sleep and think well. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think of as that triad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
I do too.
Nice and simple.
It's easy.
I really like that. I've never heard you say that. Yeah. We talked to her recently, and she didn't say that to me.
It's in my book.
I think it should be in a book.
Yeah, I just started the book. Shush.
Yeah, it's in the very, very end. Sorry.
See?
The recap.
Read the last page first.
So speaking of which, you've started writing books.
Yes.
And one of the books that I have that is out now is called Combat Headaches. And I actually really wanted it for my daughter, who has had a lot of headaches. And what I like in looking through this, like I said, I just started it. Mm-hmm. It's got some real nice applicable things that you can do. Like I was saying, hey, did you know about these points in your hand? Right. And if you're having a headache, you might be able to massage a certain part of your foot or your hand and it might help.
Mm-hmm. Right. And a lot of people don't realize that there's also ways you can manipulate your very skull. Like they mm-hmm. think of it as just a mm-hmm. bowling ball, but it's movable. And if it right. is rigid, you're more sensitive to barometric pressure changes.
Yeah.
For those of you out there who have, you know, headaches with thunderstorms coming sure. through, that might be something that helps you.
Well, and that's the other thing is that, you know, our skull is made up of what? How many pieces? It's almost like the United States, where it's states, you know, and that's, well, you think about it. When right. babies are born, they have mm-hmm. a soft spot. They right. have a soft spot mm-hmm. because the skull brain's hasn't formed yet.
It has to grow.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so it has to all come together, and it can't do that until the brain is completely formed. Mm-hmm. And so, but mm-hmm. people forget that. They
right.
think, oh, yeah, it's hard. I don't have to worry about
no.
it.
It's not hard true. Like that, no.
And what I like to look at is look at young people and then look at the elderly, and whatever the difference is, that's what I want to avoid. So if a young child has a more mobile skull, I want to keep my skull mobile. And I would love to do a study to show if there's a relationship between a rigid skull and to things like dementia and headaches. Mm. So... yeah, but I'm 80.
For that book.
I know. And give me another 20 years.
So what motivated you to write this book?
Well, that's another funny story. I don't know how much time. I'll try to make it really quick. But so my daughter, who was 10 years old a couple years ago, calls me and says, I've written a novel. And I'm like, oh, that's cute, thinking it's just going to be an essay. And when I read it, I'm like, when is this thing going to end? And I went to the very back, and it was over 200 pages. And I'm thinking, this is a legit novel. And I was sad when it was over, so I knew it was something that was pretty good. So then she wanted to publish it, and I'm like, I don't have time to figure all this out. You figure it out. You're smart. But then I got in a motor vehicle accident. And so I all of a sudden had all this time because I went from someone who was working and being a mom and wakeboarding and rock climbing to somebody who would go to work and then go home, do my rehab, kind of rest, do my rehab, do my rest. And I'm like, oh, I'm getting bored. And I was journaling all the things that I was doing for, like, the different pains I was having, because whenever you get in an accident, you got to make sure you take really good notes, because just in case it goes to litigation. And after a couple of weeks of this, and I'm stir crazy, and I'm looking at my daughter's book, and I'm looking at my journal, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is a book. I'm really going to figure out how to do this publishing thing. And when I figured out how easy it was, I thought, I got to write this out, because I was surprised. Like, here I am, a chiropractor who treats whiplash and has for, like, 16 years, and even I was surprised at how painful it was, and even I was surprised at how hard it was to climb out of that rabbit hole of pain and just wanting to, mm-hmm. you know, comfort food, and I'm decreasing my caloric requirement and gaining weight and losing muscle, and it was just like, oh, this is a hard path to climb out of,
right.
and what can I do to get out of this? And if I'm having trouble, I know other people are having trouble, because I actually mm-hmm. know what to do. So, and then a year later, I'm doing a lot better, but I wasn't doing as well as I expected. So I ended up getting a lawyer, and I asked him, what do you think about me publishing this book? And he said, just wait until everything's all settled. So I was itching to get this information out there, because there was really good information in this book. So I, from another patient, said, well, why don't you just write a different book? And I was like, that's a good idea. So then I wrote this top 7 ways to combat the effects of sitting, which is the silent killer, because everybody sits too much mm-hmm. in our domesticated oh, yeah. lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, took some of the stuff out of my whiplash book, threw it together. In a couple of weeks, I had this book, and I put it out there, and there was interest. So I mm-hmm. thought, okay, well, the other thing that other people complain a lot about is headaches. So then mm-hmm. I wrote my headache book, and I have a slouching book coming out, and I have an irritable bowel book coming out, and now I've settled my case. It's been over 2 years now, and I will have my whiplash published by the end of the year. So,
awesome.
Yeah, Whiplash to Wellness, A Chiropractor's Journey.
Wow. Well, I think that means a lot when it's firsthand from your experience, too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know firsthand. I mean, I would never know what it feels like.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be able to be sympathetic to someone.
Right. Well, I was always, yeah, you could be sympathetic, but
right.
empathetic
right.
is a whole nother ball game. Right. Yeah.
Because I was going to say, I've been in car accidents mm-hmm. before, and, you know, everybody always asks, oh, well, did you get whiplash?
Right.
And it's like, well, and they ask right away.
Right.
And to my knowledge, you can't feel it. I mean, some feel it mm-hmm. right away.
Right.
You know, immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even as I talked to you in the mm-hmm. past, you've said, you know, you didn't think, you thought you were kind of okay. You thought, yeah, I might be a little sore the next
sure,
day.
Yeah.
But then
and
you are really, whoa, yeah. really bad. Well, yeah. we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Karen Drummond from Drummond Chiropractic.